Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Well, it looks like people are still joining, so we'll give everybody another minute or two and then we'll get started.
Hey, Chris, did you get a hotel yet for Paris?
Yes. I am staying, it's called the Tulip Inn in Massey Palaiseau, so not too far away.
Are you renting a car? Do you know if they have Uber there?
They have Uber. I've actually had good luck with it in the past, so I'm going to try not to rent a car.
Okay, I'll do that. I didn't want to get a car either, but I didn't know how good the transportation would be.
Yeah, it's been good in the past. So I guess we'll figure it out if there are issues. But there isn't a hotel super close.
I know. I found that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, it looks like people are joining. So hold on just a sec while I bring up the page. There we go. Can everybody see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for everybody, and thanks Tina for covering for me last week when I was on vacation. Let's get started. We have quite an agenda in front of us. Are there any other topics that we need to cover that aren't listed below? Okay. So let's move on to the next item about the normative requirements for the CSAR package. Whose question was this?
It came up last week when we were discussing the option one versus option two confusion that's been happening for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. So at this point, I think we need
the idea was should we go to the should we formalize this as a requirement in the VNF requirements document?
Sure.
Chris, it really depends how we want to handle it, because actually there is a topic for VNF package as part of the VNF requirement specification, And it is actually includes the high level requirements, meaning that what are requirements, what are artifacts that should be handled. But this this chapter does not include the CSAR specification, or not that low level. So we can have such a topic or such a task as part of the NF requirement group, but we also can have such a task or user story as part of the NF SDK modeling. And actually, we have two of them. It depends on how we want to handle it. So we can handle it inside the VNF SDK project as part of the VNF modeling team, and we have a such user story. And we also can actually, because I talked to Steve, and Steve is in favor of having VNF SDK to provide what we want to have an as a requirement, and the specification will be updated based on this based on our request. That is my understanding.
So I think that's the better thing to do. I don't think we can wait for the VNF requirements project to define this for us. That we have to do it ourselves. I think that there are three groups in particular. Maybe four that have to be involved. It's VNF SDK, defining our requirements, defining the packaging, and then SDC making sure that they can consume it, and also VFC in the short term, because they're going to have to consume it. And then possibly the fourth being the VNF vendors who are providing VNFs for the Volta use case.
So you want this topic to be formalized by VNF requirements project?
Just a second. What I'm suggesting here is that we formalize it. We make a decision ASAP, because we only have a couple of weeks until the release. And then we can pass it back to VNF requirements to document it so that... other people understand what's expected through the rest of the system. But I think we do need to close on this very quickly.
It was actually my understanding. So actually, I thought that we want to close it as part of the VNF SDK, and the VNF requirements will formally update the specification.
Yes, that's right.
That's great.
Okay, Alex?
So just to clarify, what we're doing in release one is not likely to be the case in release two, right? So we're kind of looking at some makeshift accommodations that we can, so that we can make release one work. But, you know, the expectation is that the bulk of what we're doing is not going to be realized until release two. That's kind of the marching orders that we've been following.
Yeah, we have 3 weeks to close on all coding for release one.
Yes, exactly. So can I make a shameless plug?
Yes.
I just wrote up a proposal for a session for the Paris face-to-face, focusing on VNF modeling end-to-end.
Perfect.
Inclusive of telemetry, inclusive of modeling and packaging, and basically getting SDC, optimization guys, policy, orchestration, you know, you name it, in the loop, hopefully.
Yeah.
So we need to, Chris, you and I need to have a chat about the timeliness, or, you know, the sequencing of that discussion versus some of the other technical stuff that you're proposing.
Yep.
We need to have it in Paris, and we need to lock down on things. And in particular, I would like to invite those folks who are involved in the VFC project to participate, those that are here. And I see some of you are present today, so let's make sure that you guys are aware of this and no one objects to what's going on at the last minute down the line.
Yeah, just update the wiki. We know. So we know what's the session that you want to present it. Okay, Alex?
The session is there. It's been updated. You know, now we just need to register self-interest, I guess, next week or whatever the process is. But everything is there. Go look at the proposal and see if it sounds right. And if we need to adjust it, we will.
Okay. So let's follow up offline, Alex.
Okay.
Closing the topic later today. So why don't we talk? Do you have time this afternoon?
Yeah. I'm in Madrid. So,
oh, okay. Let's see.
So don't.
How about early afternoon?
I can do, yeah, everything. I can do anything after 10 a.m. your Pacific time.
Yeah, okay. I'll follow up with you. I'll send a calendar invitation after this meeting.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, we do need to close on this. Do we want to have a meeting next week and pull together the relevant teams?
Yes, let's do that. Let's just make sure we you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, please.
Yeah. Okay. So let's schedule this as soon as possible next week, and then make sure that we just keep moving forward. Yeah. Tina, can you write that down as an action item, please?
Chris, hold on. I'm capturing that, but I was thinking Alex's topic over. What is the action item again?
Oh, the action item is to have a meeting next week with SDC, VSC, and any BNF vendors involved with Volte to resolve the option one versus option two for release one.
The third one was the VNF vendors?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thanks. And who put your name on it? Or?
Yeah, put my name on it, and I'll get this scheduled.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I believe we resolved option one and option two during the last week with Andy Mayer call on the VNF SDK package.
Okay. So it sounded like there were still some questions or some issues.
So I think there's a clear understanding of, or at least a decision from the modeling group perspective. I think there may still be some misconceptions or disagreements with the developers. So we still need to have this discussion. We should have them, you know, just have a standing check-in until we're done with the code to make sure everybody's on the same page. We seem to be falling off the page as soon as we make a decision.
Okay.
I think that confirmation doesn't hurt, but at least from last week, I thought we, within SDK team, we came to conclusion of a recommendation, and I just post the link on the chat. That's the consensus from last week, and we can share that information with them to see if what their rejection, I mean, their views are, and confirm that they can support it for release one. So more of a confirmations than try to make a decision, option one, option two. I think we already make that recommendation.
But yeah, let's circle back on this because there seems to be some confusion. But I want to make sure, you know, I thought we made the decision too, but I keep hearing conflict, so let's get everybody who's you know, the relevant stakeholders in a room and make sure that we can drive this to conclusion.
Okay.
Anything else on CSAR? Okay. Let's start talking Sprint 3 progress. For each of the sub teams, let's see.
Oops. Sorry, unauthorized.
Yeah, having JIRA issues, sometimes it gets a little bit wonky and I have to log out and back in. There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting a lot of echo. For each of the subteams, can you run through your progress? We see a number of issues still left. Are they still open to do or in progress, or should we move them to the next sprint, or can we close things? Andy, should we start with you modeling? Okay. Don't hear Andy on. How about...
I just joined, sorry.
Oh. Hi, Andy. Are you ready to talk about modeling progress, or should we get one of the other teams first and then come back?
Yeah, go ahead and come back if you
okay.
want. Thank you.
Murali, are you on?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear you. So for marketplace and validation, for marketplace, CSAT test is almost done. So we have already uploaded and it is running in Jenkins.
Okay.
So this is almost done, but maybe one or two cases we may still add, but it is almost done.
Okay.
Okay, and even that unit test cases are also done, and even the code cleanup. So almost the M2 and M3 for milestone for VNF SDK is almost, M3 is already reached for marketplace and this.
Okay.
So all the criteria for M3 has been met.
So the unit test coverage, do we call that done?
Yeah, so that is done. That is reached all 40%. So maybe we can try to increase more, but it has reached the goal, what is required.
Okay.
Okay, and so this week, next week, we are also focusing on integration with SDC. So, but we are asking for support, but they are also busy. So they are also delaying it. So maybe this week or next Monday, we will ask for a setup. So we are discussing how to set up the SDC backend. And they have provided a server in from Rackspace. So we are trying to debug and set up the debug. And then we'll continue integrating the SDC UI with Marketplace backend. So this we'll focus on next 2 weeks. We'll be focusing on integration of VNF repository with SDC.
Okay.
And all other tasks for that M3 and M4 almost is done.
Okay. So it sounds like perhaps we should move those... couple remaining tasks into the next sprint. Is that right?
Yes, for validation, the code is, we are uploading the basic code for basic validation. So this is continuing for the validation.
Okay.
So apart from that, VNF repository, it is fine. The status, no problem. For validation, we are trying to do only basic tests for release one. So it's not much... this, but basic code we already uploaded. It's going that is in progress. The validation.
Great. Okay. Let's see. Next is Lian Hao, packaging tools. Lian Hao, are you on the call? Or anyone from packaging?
You might be on mute.
I don't see him. Maybe we have to follow up offline. I know we've got one stuck Garrett commit. Gokul, I see you on the call. Has there been any progress with the change set on VES? I saw that there was an issue with the code review. Has there been any update with that?
Yeah. For VES, I have put in the code for the C and Java libraries into package tools.
Yeah.
And I'm working on generating the CSR package with the artifacts from Java and C libraries. So I'm working on that. So not complete. So
I saw Lian Hao did a code review, and there was a minus one that he discovered a couple of issues. Have you been able to see that and to work through those?
The issue is, as a first step, I just wanted to put the libraries in the code, and the second step, I want to work on the generation of the CSER artifacts.
I think let's do one.
So the first step I have done, the second step I have to finish, and the comment is basically about that.
Because there's still the open commit, so we either have to work through the remaining issues and push it through, or back it out until it's ready. Can we make progress on that with Lan Hao shortly? Because it's been open for about a week, and it's starting to flag in the system that it's been open too long. So can we figure out whatever the issue is and get it resolved ASAP?
Yes, we'll do that.
Thank you. Great. Andy, how about from you? How are things going on the modeling side?
Right. So last week, we updated the proposal and submitted it to the modeling committee. Modeling committee said that they already settled on the proposal, but we basically refined it to point to the appropriate documents, and we were a little bit more specific in which options should be included in the package model, and that the manifest file, in the CSAR package may be optionally supported for integrity check, and so we clarified that. I copied it to the modeling page anyhow, and I asked to review it on the modeling call, but they kind of said that they had already had the discussion the week before, and they settled on what we had there. So I think our best bet here is really focusing forward on release two.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on the items that we need to accomplish on for release two. For today, actually, I'm putting the agenda together. I'm a little late. I apologize for that. But for today, some of the items that we'll be discussing is an approach to analyzing the heat templates for inclusion, making sure that the appropriate information is represented in the TSCA. I want to talk about which modeling standards we want to use as we're driving into release two and beyond. We want to talk about modeling services and how we can use a more generic approach to describe building blocks, right? So that we can assemble services in a fairly general way. One of the things we're noticing is we want to make sure as we go through use cases inside ONAP, that we kind of follow a consistent pattern with how we address modeling of services. And really, if we want to make this a model-driven system, that's going to be essential that we have a consistent approach to how services are modeled. And if we have time, we're going to continue discussing, and that goes into the next item, use cases as declarative assembly instructions. So it's not only, how do you model the services, but how do you model how the services are assembled. So that's today. So,
sure. So you feel like we're on track?
Well, it would have been nice, if the modeling committee would have at least listened to our update. But
so, Chris, I think there is I wrote an email about this. I don't know if you received it, but. There's a little issue with recognition and maybe logistics of who does what, right? And we need to clear that up for release two for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, my concern there.
We can, the plan was to, for the modeling sub-project to define things relevant to the VNF space, and then the subcommittee was meant to kind of coordinate the usage of whatever was decided, but
right.
Instead we seem to be making decisions in that team without involving all the stakeholders, and so or even forgetting about who's defining this in the first place.
Yeah, my concern.
I think it's also a process thing too, right? So,
yeah.
So what's the process, and how do we make these decisions and document the decisions and actually have people participate in the decision making and record the votes, right?
Yeah.
So we've been thinking about maybe using Doodle to actually record opinions, but again, we should talk about this.
Because people travel, you're not always going to be able to be on every single call. And if they make a decision on a call and then say, "Oh, we're done," you're not vetting the decision properly or involving necessarily all the stakeholders.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel like there's a clear vision in the modeling, and I don't know whether to call it a subcommittee or a project because I don't know. I'm talking about what, but I. There's not a clear vision of what modeling is.
Okay.
And, yes. They seem to be wanting to push all that into the developers.
Uh-huh.
Let the developers control this, and that's absolutely the wrong approach, right? A developer is interested in a data model.
Right.
But how do they get those requirements of what a data model contains, right?
Yep.
And yeah, we need a methodology statement, right? And we're also bringing in the eComp information model, so that at least we're trying to at least have a stake in the ground as far as what a unified model might look like across ONAP.
Yep.
And we need that vision kind of thing going on. We're also bringing in the ONF UML guidelines. We're going to be proposing that at least we follow some guidelines when we do the logical modeling as well.
So do we want to schedule a meeting with Deng Hui in Paris? I think that may be an efficient way to hash through this. Maybe not an official agenda topic, but if we can get an hour with him to sit down and hash out some of this, would that help?
I think that would be good. I think we need to, I think that would be a good start. I'll put it that way. Andy, I'm not sure if you were going to be able to, to be in Paris, but let's also, if you are, awesome. If not, then we need to make sure you're on the phone when this happens.
Yeah, I'd like to be on the phone when that happens.
Okay. So we'll try to make it an appropriate time for U.S. East Coast. I'll see what
Thank
I can
you.
Do. I'll talk to Dan Kui and see what his plans are and if we can carve out some time with him.
You're not
Yeah, we should talk about, I don't want to be pointing fingers or anything. Let's be positive and talk about what's the methodology, what's the process, et cetera, right? So we need a methodology as to how we want to develop, a unified model, et cetera. We also need a process as things, changes come into the model. How do we prove those, right?
And then how do we
percolate those down to the different projects?
And this applies in general, Chris, to other parts where we keep saying model driven, right? How do we actually, what's the process by getting that model defined, elaborated on, and then adopted?
Right.
Right, because otherwise we're going to have, again, the same exact issue, but not in VNF. Next time we'll have it in infrastructure modeling.
Right, and there's different things, right? So we have models of APIs, right, which themselves can point to models. So the APIs can actually point to models that are stored in catalogs or what have you. But it's even those models that you're pointing to that have to have some kind of consistency or guidelines around them as well. And that's what model-driven is all about, right? I can exchange models around the system dynamically, but I need to have a common base, right? The building blocks that make up those models and the semantics around that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clearly some work in front of us. I'll see what I can do with Deng Hui and we'll go from there. Let's see what else.
So I am going to be in Paris, we'll talk later today, Chris, about a few other things.
Yes, great. So the one area we're missing right now is Lian Ho, he doesn't seem to be on the call, so I will follow up there later. Let's see, let me pause this for a minute. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we talked about this documentation. I'm going to take a first pass at some of the documentation. I've already received some of the input material from the sub-teams. Andy, I think we can circle back on the modeling a little bit towards the end and just put everything into the RST format for the documentation group. So I think we can wait on that one. And I'll follow up with Lian Hao on the packaging tools, but I do have a bunch of the documentation coming in for marketing and validation, marketplace and validation. So I'll start doing a first pass, writing that up, and putting that in the repo so that everybody can review it. So as that comes
So for documentation, is that the only thing we really need to do is get an RST format and then load it into the repo? Is that
pretty much, and then it has to go up to meet the docs. So we have to work with the documentation team, down the road to make sure that they can consume it. But pretty much, if we can get it into RST format and on the repo, then we're in good shape.
Doesn't it automatically render every night into the read the docs?
Once we get the whole process set up, there's a little bit of work to do first. But yes.
Okay, and you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was on vacation when they had their documentation presentation, so I'll have to catch up on that.
Actually, they haven't.
They thought they were trying to schedule those.
Yeah, it didn't work. And then they canceled, and they were going to schedule for the TSC meeting, and then everything got squeezed. So there hasn't been anything particularly great. Now they're going to come back. I saw an email yesterday that they were going to do a tutorial, but...
Well, I was recommending a slide deck. That would be helpful, you know.
I was recommending we meet. We have a topic in Paris for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if even just a few slides on here's the process for doing it, it would be really useful.
Yeah. So work in progress. Let's move on to sprint four. So I think some of the items, as we heard through the walkthrough for Sprint 3, need to move into Sprint 4. Are there other topics that we need to cover? We're about 3 weeks away from the release, from the code freeze date, and this is a hard date, especially for BNF SDK. We need to make the date, otherwise we would be in jeopardy of being of falling out of the release. So I want to make sure that there are no big blocking issues. Anything for Sprint 4?
Quick question. So yeah. Does the documentation, is that included in the release? When they say code freeze, does that also mean documentation freeze?
There needs to be a draft. We actually have time through the RC cycle to get the documentation in.
Okay, so we just need to have a draft in by that milestone. Okay, thank you. That clarifies.
We have to make sure that the code is completed. So that part, everything needs to run. Everything needs to be in the system. Garrett, and then Jenkins, and then Sonar and Nexus, so that it's trackable, it's viewable by everybody, and then we can get it into the integration lab to work through the integration cycles, the release candidates, and all the testing for the 6 weeks or so leading up to the release.
Chris, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so for Sprint 4, there's one issue. Like if this FOSS issue, this open, this problem with the license of MySQL, whether this need to be solved. So MySQL, they suggested to move to Postgres. So whether this issue, because this is also a point in M4. So I just want to confirm whether this has to be done.
Yeah, let's confirm with Phil. My understanding on MySQL is the issue is the MySQL connector. And that has a specific open source exemption. So I think we would be okay. We got to confirm this with Linux Foundation, and I can check in offline And the long-term solution is to move to Postgres or to a database with a better license. Yes, Alex.
Yeah, can we also, that database decision, it's not just about a better license, it's about the ability of that database to be decentralized and whatnot, right? For, you know, for the future, we kind of need to make that decision future-proof, so not just, you know, what we do today, but, you know, what we're going to focus on next in terms of use cases.
Yeah, well, we probably want to work with the other projects on this. We're not going to be the only ones that are running into this, but it is an issue we need to resolve. I'll check with Phil just to make sure that we have a common understanding for release one. If we have to make the change, we'll flag that right away.
I thought MySQL was open source.
The problem is it's GPL. The MySQL connector is GPL on purpose. So you either pay Oracle for a commercial license, or there's an open source exemption that open source groups can use MySQL and not be contaminated, if you will, with the GPL license. But if you were trying to use that commercially, then you'd hit the GPL issue.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of Oracle's tricky strategy to get more commercial licenses.
What would be an example alternative?
Postgres.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll confirm with Phil and Kenny that at least we're okay for release one. And if we do have to make a change, I'll let everybody know soon. Next, a developer event, VNF SDK topics. Alex already proposed one. Do we have any other topics that we want to discuss at the event? I'm not sure. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Andy, what I proposed is a VNF modeling discussion end to end, right? You know, starting with development, ending with, you know, day two and whatnot. Do we want to do something similar for network services or other things that might be relevant? From a VNF SDK perspective, you know, like packaging, network function chaining, you know, things like that, forwarding graphs, things that we've...
Yeah, but are those going to be part of the VNF SDK, or are those going to be more SDC focused?
Well, VNF forwarding graphs is certainly going to have to be part of the VNF model, right?
Within the components, yeah. So you're saying within the component, like the VNFCs, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a strong relationship, as we said, between how we specify network services.
Right. You got the innards and the outers, right? So you have the outer service, right? Which SDC is composing from the building blocks, including VNFs and connectors,
yes,
et cetera. But then you have the innards, which is inside the VNF. Here's the components and how they you know, the optionality for assembling them in different ways, right?
I guess I'm kind of thinking multi-vendor VNF environments, and how do we, you know, what needs to be part of a model in order to stitch all the different VNFs from different vendors together in a meaningful way? And is there something in the model that facilitates that or makes it easier?
Right, and we should probably also consider having a consistent approach, whether you're modeling internal or external representations,
yes,
at least follow the same base model.
Yeah, so that's the other thing, right? And so if there's, you know, I don't know if there's anything else that we want to talk about.
I think that's a big start if we can just do that part. You know, if we start working with the inner model, right? I think that's, and but let's be consistent, and you know, as we have those discussions, include how SDC might assemble things as well. So at least we can have the base constructs in place.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping we could do, is kind of have a meaningful discussion around how these models are consumed and how they get propagated and morphed.
Right. So we could also have that model-driven discussion too, right? But
yeah, so we need to align a bunch of stuff. It's almost like we need a big sort of modeling track within the architecture space. I don't know how these sessions are going to get arranged, but that's what I wanted to talk to Chris about it later today. But
I strongly believe we need a modeling, top-level modeling tutorial of some sort, because people clearly don't understand all the differences in around the tooling and the processes.
Yeah, we need that, but we also need, you know, the ONAP discussion as what makes, you know, ONAP model driven from a behavior perspective, right, inside the system.
Yeah,
that's one. And what are the different elements that, you know, produce and consume models?
That's one of the things we talked about yesterday, was a joint architecture use case modeling subcommittee meeting at Paris, and I think that would be a good place and a good time to cover some of this, because it does touch on many of the different committees.
Yep. And hopefully Gil's involved in that too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, I looked at a lot of the proposals, Chris, that have to do with modeling that would be impacting us, or things that we would do that would impact others. I wonder if we're going to have critical mass for some of those discussions, because a lot of people can't afford to travel, right? And
yeah,
how are we going to, you know, get to yes on things if we don't have the key stakeholders?
Well, I think we do the best we can, and then if we don't have some of the key people, we have to do follow-ups. It's unfortunate, but when we have as many people as we're going to get, you know, in Paris, I think we have to take advantage of that and see how much progress we can make, even if it's not 100%.
Chris, there's one more topic. Like this VVP, VNF validation program, is also now pushing its code. So there's what coordination? I mean, I think maybe we can discuss about the coordination between VNF SDK and VVP in the event.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion. I think we do want to sit down with Stephen or whoever is representing that team. I'm not sure we proposed that as an official conference session, but I think it's something that we'd want to schedule as kind of a side meeting between our respective teams and see how much we can sync up.
And one more thing, like maybe we can also, as you were telling, we can also maybe discuss about how we can integrate with OpenNFV or something, maybe like for a function test or maybe running. So we can also discuss this. These are, I mean, what I'm telling, maybe potential cases or potential requirements.
Mm-hmm.
More one which maybe we can discuss.
That might be an interesting session. Release to integration with the OPNFV.
This would be through the auto project over there.
Yeah.
I think there's more opportunity, you know, also through the OPNFV's compliance validation program, CVP, as well, potentially, to validate VNFs that work on top of OPNFV as well. Maybe we use the VNF SDK / ICE tools in that environment as well. But yeah, I think open topic for future discussion. Other topics that we should include?
So do we, from a packaging perspective, are we good?
So Leon Howe's not on right now.
No, I was thinking more in terms of format or extensions that we may need or anything along those lines.
Well, clearly for R1, we're in good shape. I think we're off to a good start for R2. If we run it, other than the CSR changes that are recommended based on what we've got in release one, I think we may need just to wait a little bit until this percolates out and we can get some more feedback. I'm not sure if we identified shortcomings at this point.
Yeah, so the definitely the package stuff needs to be worked out, and specifically for release two, we want to make sure we get the VNF descriptor model going in Papyrus. So we'll import the appropriate components. We'll continue with MindMap, as far as we can right now, but I'd really like to start getting stuff actually documented in UML as quickly as we can, including references to externally defined things. Things are already defined in the Etsy model, but let's start with things as a base, those base classes, and then we'll start extending that.
Great. Okay, so we're down to about 12 minutes left. I want to spend a little bit of time on blockers or any other open issues that need to be addressed, anything for M2 or M3 that's unfinished as well. Anything from anyone on the call, from the sub teams or from any of the other developers?
Do we want to start Sprint 4? We don't have it yet, right?
What we talked about is we're going to roll over some of the things from Sprint 3. We have a couple of extra things that we've defined. I'll leave it open until Monday if there's anything else that needs to be moved in. And then we can do the official start on Monday.
This is Gokul. I would like to find out if the C and Java libraries, West libraries, they are required for this sprint in 3 weeks or the next sprint.
It hasn't been scheduled yet. My proposal would be to put that into Sprint 4, the one that starts next Monday. But if you have an issue with that, let me know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would that work for you?
Yeah, I have to do the development on the Python side, so I may need a week of time. So. Is that an issue? If it's going to start next week, I have time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
The last item there, the M2, M3, I'm not sure if those were documented in PowerPoints that Jill Dust presented, and they're attached below, but I don't know if they still exist. If you go to the bottom there, both of those exist down there.
Yeah.
There's a slide in each of those for our project listing the gaps.
Oops. Gotta stop the sharing for a second. Hold on. Okay, so VNF SDK, we cleared the blocker. The repos were clear also. We've de-scoped the ICE tools for this release. And then the other one that's empty is modeling, and I talked to Gilda about it, and there's no issue. Code coverage, I know that's up to the required level. Jenkins jobs are defined. We do have binaries in Nexus. We do have the functional test cases, and we do have the Scrum board, which was called out here.
Okay, so all M2 are resolved then.
Yeah. So let me flip back. Okay, so here's the M3. No blockers. Empty repos. We already talked through that. We're fine. Morali said that we have the test coverage. We're just waiting for some of the jobs to clear, code coverage, we've got that, and uses the Scrum board. So I think we're in good shape for this as well.
What's the issue with the repo?
Oh, there are some empty repos.
We got a waiver?
Well, yeah, it's not actually, there isn't a blocking issue about empty repos. But there was just a question about why do we have repos that don't have anything in it. Some of it's because we were waiting for the ICE code, which we had to de-scope from this release. It just came in too late. They're finally starting to put it into VVP now. So we're a little ways out. But this late in the game, we won't be able to deal with it for the R1 time frame. There's also empty repo for modeling, which makes sense because we're doing that development on the wiki for now. And that's a place just to put our artifacts when it's finished. But I've spoken with Shilda, and that's...
Why don't we, to meet some requirements, why don't we just put the mind map file in the modeling wiki, modeling repo?
Because it's not a requirement. That's what I'm saying. I've spoken with Shilda. He's fine with things the way that they are.
Okay.
So we don't have a hard requirement here that something be in there. People are just concerned. When they see the repos, they do a quick look, and they're concerned that there's going to be code added very late, and that's not the case here. So we're not running into any issues.
So in the long term, Andy, are you going to put the papyrus and the mind map files in this repo?
Yeah, that's the general idea is to do that. I can probably put the working, do you want me to put the working mind map in there?
No, I think as Chris said, we're fine for this release.
Yeah. Okay. And also the documentation. So maybe even it may sound stupid, but even there are just, couple paragraph recommendation, maybe we ought to put that in the RST format. Throw it in the repo. Is that something we'd want to do, Chris? Or
probably, maybe next week once we get this resolution on the CSAR format, we write that up and put it in the repo and make it a little bit more official.
Yeah, but the documentation has to go in the doc repo, right? Not the modeling repo.
Do we have a separate?
Yeah, we have a separate repo for documentation.
Yeah, because it gets pulled in.
But we could put, that recommendation file in the modeling repo. I think that would be a good spot for it.
It just wouldn't get pulled into the read the docs, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. But it's our consensus at least, and we can document it.
Yeah. And it's a little bit more official so if, well, if than having it in PowerPoint.
So we have it on the wiki, but you know.
Yeah. So why do we do that? Why do we close on that next week?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? We're about at the top of the hour. No? Okay. I'll close the meeting. Thanks, everybody. And I'll follow up with Lian Hao offline and see if there are any issues from him and from the packaging sub-team. But otherwise, it looks like we're making very good progress. Also, look for the start of the next sprint coming Monday. Thanks, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.